弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们能够再一次有机会聚集在他的前面。
We thank the Lord that once more we have the opportunity to gather before him.
其实每一次聚会实在不容易啊。
Actually, each time we gather, it is not easy.
好像我们每个主日都有聚集的机会。
It seems as if we have an opportunity to gather together every Sunday.
但是聚会当中有没有主的同在？聚会当中弟兄姐妹有没有心被主遇见？这是很不容易的。
However, is the Lord's presence with us each Sunday? Has brothers and sisters' hearts been touched by the Lord each Sunday? That is not easy.
主在我心中有一点负担，跟弟兄姐妹交通关于波饼这件事情。
The Lord has placed some burden in my heart to have fellowship with brothers and sisters on the topic of breaking the bread.
我们刚刚才拨过饼纪念主。
We just had our breaking of the bread to remember the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们愿意照着他的吩咐，我们能够每一次主日聚集的时候，我们就来纪念他。
We thank the Lord that according to his will, every Sunday when we gather together, we can do this in remembrance of him.
但是我相信主更盼望不是每一次都有就够了。
But I believe that it is not enough for the Lord that we have it every week.
但愿波饼这个聚会呢，不是成为一个形式，成为一个仪式。
We hope that breaking the bread does not become a formality. It doesn't become a ceremony.
但愿这个聚集呢，实在叫主他的心实在得着满足，得着悦纳。
We hope that by doing this, that the Lord's heart can be satisfied.
我们开始前，我们先读几处圣经。
Let us read a few passages before we begin.
希伯来书第六章，第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
第六节，第八章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
Verse 6, but the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, and it is founded on better promises.
那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another.
所以主指责他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家与犹太家另立新约。
But God has found fault with the people and said, The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
请我们再看路加福音。
Let's now turn to Gospel Book of Luke.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
十四节。
Verse 14.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们能够聚集在你的脚前。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we can gather before you.
主啊，谢谢你道成了肉身来到这个地上。
Lord, we thank you for becoming flesh to come to this world.
我们知道你来到地上有个目的。
We know that you have a purpose by coming to this world.
主啊，来拯救我们这些失丧的灵魂。
It is to save all of us lost souls.
哦，主啊，我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
当你在地上的职事要完成的时候，
As you were finishing up your ministries on this earth,
你说时候到了。
You said the time is here.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你来是为了这个时候。
You come for this time.
因为你要为我们立一个新约。
For you want to establish a new covenant for us.
主啊，你是那个新约，那个中保。
You are the mediator for that new covenant.
主啊，好叫我们这个与神隔绝的人，我们能够重新再一次能够回到神的家中。
So that those of us who have been separated from God can once again return to the house of God.
主啊，但愿你今天再一次向我们施恩。
Lord, we pray that once again you show your grace to us.
主啊，好叫我们能够真遇见你。
So that we can truly meet you.
我们也能够真明白，主啊，你心中你的旨意。
And we can truly understand the will of your heart.
我们把我们每一位弟兄姐妹都交在你的手中。
We place every brother and sister into your hand.
主啊，我们是这么样的软弱，这么样的渺小。
Lord, how tiny and how weak we all are.
主啊，我们实在需要你自己向我们发声，向我们扬脸。
Lord, we truly need you to speak to us and to show your face to us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We thank you and praise you.
将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我相信波饼大概每一位弟兄姐妹都不陌生。
I believe that all brothers and sisters are familiar with the concept of the Lord's table.
特别如果你是在这里重生得救的话。
Especially if you have been saved at this church.
因为我们每个主日，除非有特别情况，不然我们都有波饼纪念主。
And unless we have some special circumstances, every Sunday we have the Lord's table.
我们是在谢谢主，因为其实在每一个聚会当中，主都有他不同的心意跟目的。
We thank our Lord because at each gathering, the Lord has his own will and his own heart in it.
但是呢，在各种不同聚会当中，波饼聚会实在有它非常非常宝贵特别的意思在里面。
But even among all of these gatherings, the Lord's table has its own very special place.
所以我们今天就花一点这样时间呢，我们来看看就是说波饼到底主他在关于波饼这件事情上面他的意思是什么？
So today, let us spend a little bit of time to see what does the Lord mean? What is the meaning behind this Lord's table?
他的期望是什么？
What is the Lord's hope?
好叫我们不会变成因为成为一个习惯，或成为一个每一次都有，但是呢，仅止于此而已。
So that it doesn't become a habit for us. And it doesn't become something just as it is.
那所以我愿意就是用着路加福音呢，当主他在逾越节之前呢，跟门徒的这样的一个对话。
So I want to use the Gospel Book of Luke, the dialogue between the Lord and his disciples right before Passover.
好，我们来继续读一下路加福音二十二章。
Let us continue to read Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 22.
第一节
Verse 1.
除酵节又名逾越节近了。
Now, the feast of unleavened bread called Passover was approaching.
第七节
Verse 7.
除酵节必须宰逾越 羊羔的那一天到了。
Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed.
耶稣打发彼得、约翰说：“你们去为我们预备逾越节的宴席，好叫我们吃。”
Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparation for us to eat the Passover."
他们问他说：“要我们在哪里预备？”
Where do you want us to prepare for it? They asked.
耶稣说：“你们进了城，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他，到他所进的房子里去。”
He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters."
对那家的主人说：“夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的筵席。”
And say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?"
他必指给你们摆设整齐的一间大楼，你们就在那里预备。
He will show you a large upper room, all furnished, make preparations there.
他们去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的筵席。
They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover.
在这短短的几节经文里面啊，我不知道大家注意到有一个字一直重复出现。
I don't know if you notice that there's one word that keeps on repeating itself in these verses.
就是预备。
And that is preparation.
主。我们来到主的宴席。
As we come before the Lord's feast,
我们有没有预备？
Are we prepared?
在他们要在这个宴席开始之前，主已经
Before this feast is to begin,
主已经告诉了一个人，叫他预备好。
The Lord has already told one person to prepare.
所以当门徒们去的时候呢，遇见这个人以后，到了在一栋大楼里面，他说摆设整齐，就都预备好了。
And when the disciples met this person, then the room was already all furnished, and it was all prepared.
我们今天来到主的面前，
Today, as we come before the Lord,
我们是否已经摆设整齐、预备好了？
Are we all furnished and prepared?
我相信这非常重要。
I think this is very important.
如果没有预备好，
If we're not prepared,
后面可能主很难把他的心向着门徒们能够很敞开的，能够好像倾倒出来一样。
If we're not prepared, then it will be very difficult for the Lord at a later time to show his, to reveal his heart.
这边我们也看到有一个人。
And here we see one man.
他跟门徒说，你们去的时候会碰到一个拿一瓶水的人。
Jesus said to the disciples that as you enter the city, you will encounter a man carrying a jar of water.
这个人也许主在之前就告诉他要准备，为了这个宴席来准备。
Perhaps the Lord has told this man before to prepare.
所以他已经都已经准备好了。
So he was all prepared already.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们知道在过逾越节这个最后主最后的一个晚餐有一个这个人我们实在不晓得没有讲名字也不是彼得也不是约翰更不是那些跟主耶稣好像天天跟随他的那个十二个门徒一样。
We thank the Lord, but we don't know who this man is. We don't have his name. He's not John or Peter or any one of the 12 disciples who was with the Lord Jesus on a daily basis.
就是一个很普通人，一个人。
He was just one very ordinary man.
主可能告诉他，他记在里面了。
Perhaps the Lord told him, and he remembered inside.
所以当他们一碰到他的时候，一进那个大楼，不是说进来以后大家一起来准备。
So when they met him, it wasn't to go together to prepare.
已经完全预备好了。
It was all prepared already.
感谢主，这里有一个愿意听到主话的人，他就顺服了。
We thank the Lord that there is a man here who heard the voice of the Lord and he obeyed.
也因为他这个预备好了，所以主在这个宴席里面，他在十四节，当他们开始宴席的时候，主耶稣说，时候到了。
And because he was prepared, in verse 14,Jesus said that the time is here.
时候到了。
The time, the hour has come.
什么时候到了呢？
What is the hour that has come?
我想跟大家稍微就把这个背景稍微再讲一点好了。
I want to give you a little bit more background.
这是一个逾越节的宴席。
This is a feast of the Passover.
其实也是主在来之前，神在以色列当中，他设立一个要以色列人守的一个节日。
And this is before the Lord comes again. This is a holiday that He has established among the Jewish people.
这其实也就是今天波饼的一个影子。
And this is the shadow of the Lord's table today.
在这个之前呢，在这个逾越节之前呢，以色列人他们每一年都过逾越节。
Before this Passover, the Israelites every year would celebrate Passover.
他们大概已经纪念了大概1500多年了。
And they've been celebrating it for almost 1500 years.
他们纪念这个做什么呢？
And what do they remember this, the Passover for?
他们就在等那个弥赛亚。
They are waiting for the Messiah.
今天时候到了。
And today, the hour came.
我们来看一下出埃及记好吗？
Let us look at Exodus.
提到为什么他们要守这个逾越节。
It mentions why is it that they need to remember the Passover.
十二章
chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章第一节
chapter 12 verse 1.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt,This month is to be for you the first month of your year.
为什么？因为这时候他们已经要准备出埃及了。
Why? Because at that time they were already prepared to leave Egypt.
在等一下这个事情发生之前呢，法老还不准他们出去。
Before this has happened, the Pharaoh still forbid them to leave.
但在这个事情发生之后呢，法老终于让以色列人能够离开埃及。
But after this has happened, the Pharaoh finally allowed the Israelites to leave Egypt.
第三节
Verse 3.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household.
若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。
If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are.
因为这经文很长，所以我有中间我稍微跳过一些。
So I'll skip a few sentences because the verses are really long.
第六节。
Verse 6.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
Take care of them until the 14th day of the month when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight.
各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the doorframe of the houses where they eat the lamb.
当夜要吃羊羔的肉用火烤了与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast.
我跳到十一节。你们吃羊羔当束肩，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。
This is how you are to eat it, with your cloth tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
所以我们知道那是他们十四日的时候，那一天就逾越节。
So we know that on the 14th day, it is the Passover.
因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了。又要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。
On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
这边提到，神叫他们吃逾越节的羊羔。
It mentioned here that the Lord asked them to eat the lamb of Passover.
这里记载很清楚，他们要怎么样处理，怎么样吃。
It clearly records here how they are to take care of it and how they are to eat it.
然后呢，杀了这个羊呢，那个血呢，要涂在门楣以及两边的门框。
And after the lamb is slaughtered, you have to take the blood and You have to take the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames.
所以当那个灭命的天使经过的时候，凡是他见到这一家有血的，他就过去，他就不击杀其中的长子头生的。
So when the angel of destruction passes these houses, then if they see the blood, then they will not kill the firstborn in that house.
他们在黄昏的时候开始杀。羊羔。
So they start to slaughter the lambs at twilight.
杀了之后，那个血就涂在门楣上面。
And after the lambs are slaughtered, they put the blood on the sides and the top of the door frames.
这是一个预表，这是一个影子。
This is a shadow. This is a sign.
在十四节，神对以色列百姓说，你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定律。
And in verse 14, the Lord says, This is a day you are to commemorate for the generations to come. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance.
这是他们第一次。
And that is the first time.
经过了一千五百多年。
After 1500 years,
我们的主来了。
The Lord came.
他如今成为那逾越节的羊羔。
And then he became the Passover lamb.
我们知道我们的主当他钉在十字架上的时候。
We know our Lord when he was nailed on the cross.
那个时间呢，圣经记载的 他正午到了申初。
And in the scripture, it recorded that it was at noon until afternoon.
在那个时候，大概也都是祭司们都在忙于在杀宰杀羊羔的时候。
And that was also the time when the priests were busy slaughtering the lambs.
当了祭司们，因为他们要过逾越节，他们正在杀这个羊，这很多羊，上万只的羊。
And because it was Passover, the priests were killing tens of thousands of lambs.
那时候我们的主就正挂在十字架上面。
And it was right at that time when our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross.
所以当他被挂在之前，他与门徒来吃这个晚餐的时候。
So before he was hung on the cross, he had this supper with his disciples.
他跟门徒们立了一个新约。
He set a new covenant with the disciples.
在这个1500年之前，以色列人也遵守一个约。
1500 years earlier, the Israelites also followed a covenant.
我们知道那时候神跟他们立了约。
We know that at that time, the Lord has set the covenant with them.
但他们立那个约究竟是为什么呢？
But they set that covenant for what?
就是等候那个弥赛亚要来。
And that is to wait for the Messiah to come.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
时候到了。
The hour has come.
时候到了。
The hour came.
所以当主当耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
So when Jesus sat and his apostles sat with him,
主对门徒说，我很愿意在受苦以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
And Lord Jesus said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。
For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说，你们拿这个，大家分着喝。
After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you.
我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等到神的国来到。
For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
又拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.
这句话是主亲自跟门徒说的。
This is a statement that the Lord personally made to the apostles.
所以主要门徒如此行，为的是纪念他。
And he wanted his apostles to do this in remembrance of him.
我们看到主这里先拨饼了，先把饼拨开了，他祝谢了。
So we see here that the Lord first broke the bread and gave thanks.
他拿杯也祝谢了。
And then he took the cup and he gave thanks.
这边他有个祝谢。
And here he gave thanks.
但是祝谢呢，并不是一个形式。
But to give thanks is not a ceremony. It's not a formality.
现在我们有时候还要规定一定要祝谢。
And sometimes now we say that we must give thanks.
其实不是这个意思。
Actually, it doesn't mean that.
祝谢是主向着父祝谢。
To give thanks is the Lord giving thanks to the Father.
我们每一次来擘饼，我们感谢我们的主，感谢主耶稣，因为他为我们上了十字架。
Every time we come to the Lord's table, we give thanks and we thank the Lord because he went to the cross for us.
主耶稣向着父祝谢，感谢。
And the Lord Jesus gave thanks to the Heavenly Father.
所以感谢是很自然的事情。
So to give thanks is a very natural thing.
感谢不是说你擘饼有一二三几个步骤，第一个要祝谢，第二个拨开，第三个怎么样？
It is not to say that to join the Lord's table, you must first give thanks, then break the bread, and then do something else.
不是。
No.
这是一个生命很自然的反应。
It is a very natural reflection of life.
主耶稣向着父，他感谢。
The Lord Jesus gives thanks to the Father.
因为他感谢神，感谢父，让他在这个地上完成了应该要完成的。
Because he thanked the Lord for allowing him to finish what he is supposed to finish in this world.
然后他说，直到成就在神的国里。
And he said, until the kingdom of God comes.
只等神的国来到。
Until the kingdom of God comes.
所以在这里擘饼呢，我们纪念他。
So, at the Lord's table, we remember him.
我们还有一个盼望。
And we have another hope.
我们在这里只等到他来。
And that is, we are here until he comes.
刚才我们领会的弟兄他读那个哥林多前书十一章。
Our presiding brother read Corinthians chapter 11.
那是保罗他跟哥林多的弟兄姐妹们说到了这一段。
And these are the words of Paul to the brothers and sisters at Corinthians.
保罗说他是从主领受的。
Paul says, what I received from the Lord.
刚刚我们读的呢是主直接跟着门徒说的。
And what we just read is what the Lord directly said to the apostles.
哥林多前书呢保罗说类似的话，他说这是他从主领受的。
Paul said similar words in 1 Corinthians, but he said, I received from the Lord.
因为当主耶稣在月节晚餐的时候，保罗在哪里？
Because during the Last Supper at Passover, where is Paul?
保罗那时候还在为神大发热心。
At that time, Paul was still enthusiastic for the Lord.
他还看不起那些跟随主耶稣的人。
And he despised those followers of Jesus.
所以他那时候很年轻。
So he was very young.
所以他后来成为基督的仇敌。
And then later he became the enemy of Christ.
那时候是叫做扫罗。
And at that time he was called Saul.
但感谢主，后来他遇见了神，被主的光大光照，他回转回到。回到神的救恩当中。
But we thank the Lord that he was a light was shone upon him later, and he returned to the Christ.
他说，这是他从主领受的。
He said, "This is what I received from the Lord."
他那边提到，也是只等到主来。
And there, he also mentioned, until the Lord comes.
所以我们在擘饼，我们每一次来到主的桌前，主邀请我们参加他这个筵席的时候，实在我们里面有个渴慕。
So every time we come before the Lord's table, every time He invites us to this feast, we have a desire in our heart.
我们不是因为聚会安排了波饼, 所以我们有波饼, 聚会如果没有安排也无所谓。
It is not that because the meeting has arranged for the Lord's table, so therefore we come.
你知道为什么初期教会在使徒行传里面我们读到我们知道 他们是只要一聚会就剥饼。
So, you know, why is it that in early churches in the book of Acts that as soon as they gather, they have the Lord's table?
他们是天天剥饼。
So on a daily basis, they had the Lord's table.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们实在希望在剥饼的时候主就回来了。
Because they hoped that drawing the Lord's table, the Lord would come.
因为主应许他们说, 我要回来。
Because the Lord promised them that He would come again.
他们想到主三天之后从死里复活以后, 七日的第一日, 主就回来, 回到他们聚集的当中。
They thought about how the Lord resurrected after 3 days, and then the first of the 7 days, the Lord returned among them.
他们想到其中他们有两个弟兄, 很失望地往以马忤斯的路上去的时候,
They thought about how disappointed the two brothers were when they went on their way to Emmanuel's.
他们直到主把饼拨开的时候, 他们才认出主在他们当中。
And it wasn't until the Lord broke the bread that they recognized the Lord was among them.
所以当40天之后, 主升天, 回到父家的时候,
So after 40 days, when the Lord returned to the house of the Father,
当他们开始聚集, 他们天天剥饼。
So when they, and then they began to gather on a daily basis, they broke the bread.
难道他们只是守一个形式吗?
Is it that they were just holding on to a formality?
不是。
No.
因为他们天天盼望主回来。
Because on a daily basis, they hoped the Lord would return.
我们每一次来参加主的宴席的时候, 我们有这个盼望吗?
Every time we come before the Lord's feast, do we have the same hope?
其实的确是有一批弟兄们相信主再来的时候, 很可能就是当他的儿女正在剥饼纪念他的时候。
We do have a group of brothers who believe that it will be drawing the Lord's table that the Lord will come again.
有时候我也在想,
Sometimes I also think,
当弟兄们把饼传过来的时候,
As the brothers were passing around the bread,
主耶稣会好像当他从死里复活的时候到门徒当中忽然一下进来问我们平安。
Would it be that just like when he showed up to his apostles that he would suddenly come in and greet us?
有时候我会有点这样的幻想。
Sometimes I would have imagination like this.
虽然我们不知道主会什么时候回来,
Even though we don't know when the Lord would come,
但是当我们纪念他的时候, 主真的把我们的心完全抓住, 完全抓在他的心里面一样, 所以实在有这样的一个渴慕。
But when we do this in remembrance of Him, it is the Lord has grabbed onto our heart.
所以我们来这里, 实在是不是为着一个形式, 为着一个定规。
So it is not because of an ordinance or a formality that we come here.
我们是多么盼望我们能够见到他再回来。
How much do we hope that we can truly see him returning again?
2000年过去了。
2000 years have passed.
你们有没有算过，经过了多少次波比呢？
Have you calculated how many Lord's table have we done?
大概至少10万次了。
At least 100,000.
历世历代以来。
Throughout history.
凡所有真的是蒙他救恩宝血拯救回来的。
All those who are truly saved by his precious blood.
我们不是就盼望这件事吗？
Isn't it our hope?
一个定规实在不能叫我们这样一个平凡的人能够守这么久。
An ordinance is it's impossible for an ordinary person to keep it for so long.
实在因为他的爱深深抓住我们，所以在历世历代，凡是爱他的，都愿意来遵守他的命令。为什么？因为他说我们要如此行，纪念他，而且只等到他的再来。
It is because of his love for us. It is because of love that we're able to hold on to this for so long throughout history. That people who love him, brothers who love him, would do this in remembrance of him until he comes.
我们都知道主很爱我们。
We all know that the Lord loves us very much.
我们的孩子在这里从小长大，你问说主耶稣爱不爱你，大概每一个都会很大声的说主耶稣爱我。
For all of our children who grow up in the church, if you ask them, does Lord Jesus Christ love you? Then they will all loudly reply, yes.
但主也要问我们，我们爱不爱他。
But the Lord also has to ask us, do we love him?
那我们爱他，我们怎么样跟他表示？
And if we love him, how do we show that love?
第一，我们是否预备好？
So first, are we prepared?
还是等我们来坐下来以后，我们才发现，哎，今天是要做什么？
Or is it that we sit down and then we realize what is it that we need to do today?
我们是否预备好？
Are we prepared?
刚才弟兄在哥林多前书那边念的时候，保罗也提到，他说，我们看一下好了，在哥林多前书11章，
Our brother also mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
在26节。
Verse 26.
他说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这里讲了一个表明。
Here it says
to proclaim.
保
罗是用的一个非常非常强烈的字。
Paul used a very strong word.
表明。
Proclaim.
所以我们有时候我们知道纪念也许可以心中纪念或暗中纪念。
We know that to do this in remembrance, we can do it in our heart or we can do it in a hidden way.
保罗这里提到他说是表明主的死。
But Paul here says that we proclaim the Lord's death.
有些英文翻译甚至讲是宣告 announce, 宣告主的死。
Or in some translation, it means that we are announcing the Lord's death.
那这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
要说出来。
It means you have to say it out explicitly.
这是一个见证，一个宣告。
This is a testimony, a proclamation.
所以我们就不能沉默了。
So we can no longer be silent.
因为我们里面实在是被主的爱激动。
Because we are excited by the love of the Lord inside.
我们愿意 把这件事情表明出来。
We are willing to proclaim this, to show this.
所以这也为什么我们也常常也鼓励弟兄姐妹们，每一位主有感动，我们能够把这样感谢，把主对我们的爱，主的死，我们能够表明出来。
And this is why that we often encourage brothers and sisters that when the Lord touches you, that you can proclaim it, you can show it.
我们不再被那个好像被辖制一样。
We are no longer constrained.
因为表明这件事情是主给我们每一个蒙主爱、被主拯救回来的人一个无比宝贵的权利。
Because this proclamation is a power that the Lord has given to all those who have been redeemed and saved.
主欢喜看到我们能够这样子把它表明出来。
The Lord is joyful when he sees how we can proclaim it.
我们很感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上一次年初的时候，陈弟兄有来到我们当中，有一些分享。
At the beginning of the year, Brother Chen came to have some sharings with us.
后来呢，聚会完毕，有一点点时间跟他交通。
And then at the end of the gathering, we had a little bit of time for a fellowship with him.
那当中有提到聚会里面有一些怎么样的情况。
And we talked about there are certain phenomenons in our gathering.
然后，都有也有一些叹息，说哎呀，好像哪里不足或怎么样等等的。
And then there are some disappointments in terms of the shortcomings.
但是陈弟兄，确实他没有讲其他的，他就提到一件事情。
But Brother Chen, he didn't talk about other things. He only mentioned one thing.
他说。哦，我对你们的波饼印象很深刻。
He said, "I have this deep impression of your Lord's table."
我吓了跳，奇怪，他怎么没有说别的？他说波饼印象很深刻。
I was very surprised why he didn't say anything else, but that he has a deep impression of our Lord's table.
因为他感到弟兄姐妹在那里。此起彼落的感谢主赞美主在那里祷告
because he felt that brothers and sisters were one after another continuously praying and praising the Lord
他说这是活的
he said it's alive it's living
有时候我已经大家习惯了所以并不怎么样感觉得出来
sometimes we are so used to it that we don't feel it
但对一个偶尔来到我们当中的弟兄
But for a brother who only comes here occasionally
他在各处他有交通有跟各处各地的弟兄姐妹有聚会
He has been to many gatherings all over the world
他到我们当中他其他都没看见他就看见一件事情
He come to our church and he doesn't see anything else but only one thing
他就提到薄饼
and that is the Lord's table
当不是说他的意思说我们已经都很都怎么讲非好得不得了了
It is not that he says that we are extraordinarily good
因为我们知道每当我们聚会的时候我们还是零零落落的
But because we know that whenever we have a gathering, we are all over the place.
甚至有时候波饼聚会，也许只是等待弟兄姐妹慢慢逐渐到齐的一个时间而已。
Or sometimes the Lord's table is just the time when we are waiting for brothers and sisters to show up.
但我们是在感谢主，他在这几年的时候，他实在我们当中有那个无限的恩典。
But we thank our Lord that throughout the years that He has shown us limitless grace. He has shown us unlimited grace.
弟兄姐妹们实在能够在主的桌前把感谢赞美归给他。
And brothers and sisters can truly come before his table to give him thanks.
所以这里我们看见实在有个很美好的一个见证。
So we see a very beautiful testimony here.
也就是保罗在第十章所提到的。
And that is what Paul mentioned in chapter 10.
我们刚才是11章，我们往前看一下。
If we turn back one chapter to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章呢, 在, 16节。
Verse
16.
Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ?
17节, 我们虽多仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
虽然有时候我们可能没有预备好,
Perhaps sometimes we are not prepared.
虽然有时候我们也许对波饼还是没有看见,
And perhaps for the Lord's table, sometimes we still don't see.
但是对于在一个聚会当中,
But for a gathering,
保罗这里讲到一个统领基督。
But Paul here mentions that to participate in one body.
我们实在是在一个身体里面统领基督。
That we are all participating in Christ.
今天不是一个人，波饼真的没有办法一个人。
The Lord's table truly cannot be done with just one person.
波饼是要跟众弟兄姐妹一起。
The Lord's table has to be done with all brothers and sisters.
所以当我们在一起纪念主的时候，这就是一个美好的见证。
So when we are together remembering the Lord, that is a good testimony.
这里说我们虽多仍是一个饼。
It says here that although we are many, we all partake of one loaf.
一个身体。
One body.
因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because we are all participants in this bread, in this loaf.
这就是见证。
And that is the testimony.
这就是主为什么 在他要离世以前，他亲自设立这个宴席。
And that is why, before he left this world, the Lord personally set this festival.
这个见证真的是不同于一般团体的表现。
This testimony is not the same as other corporate manifestations.
我们真的不能轻忽。
We cannot look on it lightly.
主在他离世的时候，他就定规这样一件事情而已，他其他都没有讲。
Before the Lord left, he set ordinance for this one thing, and he didn't set it for any other.
因为这是一个见证。
Because this is a testimony.
我们虽多，但是只有一个饼。
Even though we are many, we only have one loaf.
我们不是个人，每一个人都非常出色，每一个人都有非常好的名声。
It is not that we are all extraordinarily good or that we all have great reputation.
我们只有一个基督。
We only have one Christ.
见证是什么？
What is the testimony?
见证就是人看见基督。
Testimony is that people can see Christ.
如果世人看见有个见证，世人说他们这出了一个诺贝尔的得奖的人。
If the world can see the testimony, and the world can see that here's a winner of a Nobel Prize.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果真有这个事的话。
If that is true.
但这还不是见证。
But that is not a testimony.
主要他儿女的见证，乃是叫人看见。 基督在我们当中。
The testimony that God wants for his children is that people can see Christ
因为地上也有不信主的人有得诺贝尔奖的，对不对？
Because there are non-believers in this world who could have won Nobel Prize.
地上也有很多宗教团体，他们也有无数的荣耀世人给他们的，对不对？
And there are many religious organizations in this world where they have glories from men.
但这些都不是主要的。
But these are not important.
主要我们只有一个见证，也许世人也不觉得怎么样。
But the main point, the important thing is that we have a testimony that the world may not think much of.
但是世界上的人会说，耶稣，主耶稣真的在他们当中。
But the world would say, Lord Jesus Christ is truly among them.
这就是为什么初期教会的时候，这些蒙恩得救的人，人家怎么称呼他们？
And that is why in the early days of the church, those people who were saved, what do people call them?
他们不称他是大使徒，或者是称他是一个会行神迹的人，会医病赶鬼的人。
They don't call them the great apostles, or people who can perform miracles, or people who can heal.
他们就称呼他们是跟随这个道路的人。
They call them the followers of the way.
到了安提阿说，这群人是基督徒，基督人。
And when we come to Antioch, that is when they're called Christians, people of Christ.
其实在当时，这不是，这个称呼不是，我们现在，我们都讲，哎，我是基督徒，对不对？
Now we all say we're Christians.
在当时，他们称基督徒并不是说是怎么讲，是一个正面的字，也不是这样子。
And at that time, Christian is not a positive word.
因为他们实在不知道叫怎么样叫这些人。
Because they don't know what to call these people.
这些人有犹太人。
These people, they're Jewish. They're Jewish among them.
这些人也有希腊人。
And there are Greeks among them.
这些人有职位不错的。
And there are people of high stature.
但是也有非常不怎么样，甚至人家看不起的。
And there are others who others would despise.
他们不知道怎么称呼这些人。
They don't know what to call these people.
他们只最后他们只有一个称呼。
So in the end, they have one name.
说基督人。
And they call them the people of Christ, man of Christ.
因为在这些人当中，他们只看到一个共同的地方。
Because there's only one commonality among these people.
就是基督在他们中间。
And that is Christ is in the midst of them.
我们虽多，
Even though we are many.
人是一个饼。
There is only one loaf.
一个身体。
One body.
因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because we are all participation in this bread.
同样的在我们当中，
So same way among us，
我们每一个都是神所悦纳所接纳的。
Each one of us has been accepted by God，
所以我们也彼此接纳。
So therefore we accept each other，
不管他的背景，不管他是从哪里过来的。
No matter their background, no matter where people are from.
今天如果有个弟兄，他是从长老会来的。
Today, if there's a brother who comes from the Presbyterian Church.
他是我们的弟兄。
He's our brother.
我们就一起来纪念主。
And together we worship the Lord.
为什么要提这个呢？
Why do I mention this?
因为有些聚会很悲哀的。
Because there's some gatherings that are sad.
你如果不是在他们当中受浸的。
If you are not baptized among them.
或者是你来到当中以后，你必须受过检验的。
if you go among them, you have to be tested.
同意他们的教义的,
you have to agree to their teachings.
否则不能一起擘饼,
otherwise, you cannot participate in the Lord's table with them.
我们虽多, 但是只有一个饼。
Although we are many, there is only one loaf.
所以凡神所接纳的, 神所拯救的,
so all those who God has saved and God has accepted,
就是我们的弟兄,
then they are our brothers.
我们哪一个不是罪人呢?
Who among us is not a sinner?
我们哪一个不是就是抵挡神的人呢?
Who among us is not against God?
但我们哪一个人不是神所拯救的呢?
But who among us is not saved by God?
保罗说, 他说他是罪人中的罪魁。
Paul said that he is the first among sinners.
神所接纳的,
those who God accept.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们都是弟兄,
then we are all brothers.
我们就一起来纪念他。
Then we remember him together.
但愿神意扩充我们的心怀。
May the Lord enlarge our hearts.
我们看见神所要看见的。
So that we can see what God sees.
其实在这边还有很多很多宝贵的话语。
Here there are many, many other precious words.
是在叫我们知道这一个擘饼的聚会。 是真正非常非常宝贵,
to let us know how precious this Lord's table is.
不是一个形式,
it is not a formality.
不是一个传统,
it is not a tradition.
有时候我真的很怕, 我们下一代, 又到了一个程度, 因为, 他们只是照着我们的安排, 而安排。
And sometimes I have this great fear that our next generation would fall into a state where they just follow our arrangements.
不是真正看见主所要看见的。
And they don't truly see what the Lord wants them to see.
所以但愿我们每一次擘饼都是新鲜的。
I hope that every time we partake in the Lord's table, it is fresh.
我们在这里纪念他。
We are here to remember him.
我们只等到他的回来。
Until he comes.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊, 也许我们对擘饼这个词并不陌生。
Lord, perhaps we are not unfamiliar with the words breaking the bread.
主啊, 我们实在需要你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, we truly need you to open our eyes.
主啊,好叫主我们的心真的是被你摸着。
So that our hearts can truly be touched by you.
我们实在不是为着因为安排,所以我们每一次有擘饼的聚会。
Lord, it is not because of arrangement that we have the Lord's table every time.
主啊,我们实在是因为想念你。
But it is, Lord, because we miss you.
我们很盼望你能够早日回来。
We truly hope that you would come again soon.
叫我们能够与你相会。
So that we can meet you.
每一次擘饼,我们知道你来的日子就更近了。
Every time we have the Lord's table, we know that the day of your coming is closer.
主啊,你是那么的美丽。
Lord, how beautiful you are.
主啊,虽然你在地上,主啊,没有人羡慕你。
Although, Lord, while you were in this world, no one envied you.
但你的生命是那么的美丽。
But your life is so beautiful.
主啊,但愿我们实在被你吸引。
Lord, we hope that we can truly be attracted to you.
也但愿我们每一次都宝贵，我们能够与我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们一起在这里擘饼，来分享你，来交通你。
And Lord, may we treasure each time we can come here with our brothers and sisters to your table to enjoy you, to partake in you.
好叫你自己的见证能够在这里显明。
So that your own testimony may be manifested here.
也好叫你实在是得着悦纳。
So that you can also be accepted here.
我们能做的不多。
Lord, what we can do is very little.
我们也做不出什么事情来。
We cannot do much.
但是但愿在波饼实在是能讨你的喜悦。
Lord, we hope that the Lord's table may be pleasing to you.
没有一件事情超过能讨你喜悦的。
There is nothing else that can please you more.
你喜悦就够了。
And your pleasure is enough.
我们将感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we thank the Lord in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.